Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, kekhawatiran meningkat tentang dampak COVID-19 pada konsumsi perjudian online. Pandemi telah mendorong beberapa negara di seluruh Eropa untuk mempertimbangkan kembali undang-undang mereka. Para ahli mempertanyakan apakah aturan yang lebih ketat harus diberlakukan di Australia. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Adrian Alculi untuk SBS News. Iklan perjudian sering terlihat di kompetisi olahraga di seluruh dunia. Namun itu bisa segera menjadi masa lalu di Spanyol. Pemerintah Spanyol telah menempatkan larangan sementara untuk iklan perjudian selama penguncian COVID-19 di negara itu. Dan kini pemerintah Spanyol merencanakan untuk melarang sponsor perjudian di liga olahraganya mulai bulan Oktober. Di Inggris Raya, parlemen telah merekomendasikan sponsor taruhan di olahraga Inggris dihapus secara bertahap selama beberapa tahun mendatang. Brent Jackson, CEO dari Badan Puncak Australia untuk Industri Perjudian Online, mengatakan ia menyambut baik perdebatan tentang undang-undang saat ini.
The situation overseas, we don't think there's any evidence in Australia for anything other than what we have already. As I said, we are very well regulated. Our system of regulation is responsive and it does adapt to community needs. So if that were to change, we would absolutely support review of that. But at the moment, no, we think we've struck a very good regulatory balance in this country.
Perusahaan perjudian mensponsori tim di NRL dalam jumlah yang lebih besar dari sebelumnya. Pada tahun 2010, hanya 3 dari 16 klub liga yang memasang iklan perjudian di beberapa permainan mereka. Musim ini ada 9. Di AFL, hanya 1 dari 18 tim liga yang menampilkan perusahaan perjudian. Kedua liga juga memiliki mitra taruhan resmi. Alex Russell, rekan postdoktoral senior di Laboratorium Riset Perjudian Eksperimental di CQ University, mengatakan iklan berdampak pada para pejudi.
If you ask punters, are they affected by advertising or promotions, they will say no, because everyone likes to feel that they're the master of their own domain. But when you actually collect the data, you do actually see that on days when they're exposed to more ads or promotions, they do bet more. So we did a study where we asked people, all right, on this day, how much do you intend to spend in the next 24 hours? And then the next day we followed up and said, how much did you spend? And did you see some ads? And on days when people saw more ads, the difference between what they said they were going to do and what they actually did was much bigger.
Pemerintah federal mengatakan bahwa peraturan di Australia ditinjau secara berkala. Menteri Komunikasi Paul Fletcher mengatakan kepada SBS News, pemerintah sadar akan kepedulian komunitas tentang iklan perjudian dan berkomitmen untuk mengurangi kerugian terkait perjudian bagi semua warga Australia. Jacob Bull sudah tidak berjudi selama hampir 3 tahun. Ia tidak tahu seberapa banyak ia telah kalah dalam perjudian olahraga.
I'd say it would be somewhere in the region of $50,000 to $100,000. But it could even potentially be more than that. I gambled for 15 years of my life. It got progressively worse over that time. You know, there were times where I would win big, but then the times I won big, you know, would always result in me plowing most of that back in. So even when I was winning money, most of the time I just put it straight back.
Ia menyarankan agar olahraga Australia mengikuti jejak rekan-rekannya di luar negeri.
It almost to me feels like in Australia that gambling and sport is joint in a way that it's inseparable. And it feels to me like you can't watch or be associated with sport without there being some form of gambling there too.
Jacob Bull berharap ceritanya itu akan menjadi peringatan bagi mereka yang kecanduan judi, terutama dalam perjudian olahraga online.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.